Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You are mofos. It's me, John Cash, and I'm having a hold-down to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
Give me a beat!
Nasty, don't mean a thing. boys.
Private 747 is lost in the Bermuda Triangle, trapped underwater. Passengers still alive. Time running out. An all-star cast in the biggest, most exciting airport of them all. The all-new Airport 77.
Airport 77 at Plaza 1, Lower Regent Street, ABC's Fulham Road in Bayswater, and at selected ABC and leading cinemas now. Airport 77, Certificate A.
So
expect to get a best shape, but they won't let you forget that you're the underdog and you got to be twice as good.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you never rise, then get up tight if you get too bright, cause you might be thinking too much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels when you know for real that every other time you get a raw deal, yeah. I'm the underdog. I'm the
underdog.
I don't mind, cause I'm the underdog.
Underdog.
See, I'm the underdog.
Underdog.
Hey! Get demoted when it comes time to get promoted, cause you might be moving up too fast.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever love somebody of a different set, and the set wouldn't let you forget that it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it feels people to stop, turn around and stare, signify a little bit, and low rate me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I don't mind.
Your radio. Love your music. This is the best thing on your radio.
Tell me where. called it suicide. A bullet from a 45. Nobody care, nobody cry. We'll be right back.
greetings, opera lovers everywhere. Today, we have a rare treat in store, for we are presenting the immortal classic Das Seltsame Paar, which you may know as La Coppia Diversa, or somewhat vulgarly in English, The Odd Couple. We are especially fortunate in that two great operatic masters, Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, have kindly consented to perform this masterpiece for us today. You can imagine the excitement we all feel here. We are beside ourselves. Now, a hush of almost unbearable expectancy falls over the audience as Maestro Roland Shaw makes his way to the podium. He graciously bows and raises his baton. Scene of this great poignant work, Felix is just returning from a 3-day weekend in the country.
I've been away on a 3-day weekend out in the country air. Though it's back to a tie and a shirt again, I feel so alive and alert again. I can even face Oscar's dirt again. Oscar's dirt.
Meanwhile, Oscar has been having a 3-day weekend of his own.
I've been playing poker for 3 days straight, and though my eyes are open, I don't feel that great. But Felix will be home soon, and if that's the case, I guess I'd better tidy up the place. Empty all the ashtrays in the chip bowl, just like this. Then take the butts and chips and drop them in the dip bowl, just like this. I wonder if this curry is still okay. It's turned a very interesting shade of gray. I'll throw the chips and butts and dips in the curry. Better clean this place in a hurry. Felix will be home in a worry if the place ain't neat.
What I brought us.
What did you brought us?
Some flowers, fresh from the country. Aren't they lovely?
You're divine.
I'll put them in water before they wilt.
Hey, don't go in there just yet. The place ain't as neat as you'd want it to be, and I hate to see you upset.
Nonsense, Oscar. How bad could it be?
That depends on your sensitivity.
I think I should see for myself, old sport. Oh! Le fleur sans mort. You've killed them. Well, if that is what this place can do to flowers, for myself I hold out very little hope. Between the smoke and the trash, I broke out in a rash, and my nerves are at the end of their rope.
Come on, Felix. A little dirt won't hurt you. A little spill won't kill you. A speck of dust, a tiny stain. Why should it drive you so insane, Felix?
Because I'm neat. Do you know what neat is, Oscar?
I'm sure you're gonna tell me.
Neat is picking clothes up off the floor. Neat is knowing what a mop is for. Neat is putting polish on your boot. Neat is never sleeping in your suit. Neat is once a week you comb the hair left on your head.
Neat is never storing empty beer cans in your bed. Neat is what I've been since I was just a tiny tot. And Oscar, neat is everything that you are not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry won't do.
What do you want then?
That's up to you. Could you learn to keep house like I do?
Are you kidding?
Then it looks like you and I are through.
Are you kidding?
When it comes to breaking up a friendship, I don't kid.
Breaking up a friendship?
That's exactly what you did. Since this is your apartment, there is nothing left to say. I'll go away.
I'll go, you stay.
You stay, I'll go.
Oh no, oh no.
I will not stay another day.
Oh no, you'll stay, I'll go away.
I'll go, you stay.
I'll go, you stay.
I'll go, you stay.
I'll go, you stay.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
So Oscar packed his dirty things and left, and Felix cleaned up after him. A few days went by.
I'm lonely, I'm clean, but I'm lonely. Golly, if only Oscar were here now. I miss him, why should I miss him? He was untidy, he was a slob.
At the same time, Oscar sits in his dismal hotel room.
Wild horses never could drag me back to live with that weird hypochondriac. Yet there is an emptiness way down deep. I miss that immaculate dream. Maybe I'll pick up a phone and call him.
Maybe I'll pick up a phone and call him.
Oscar? Felix.
Felix? Oscar.
You've got a whole bunch of mail piling up here, so why don't you come pick it up?
I'll pick it up.
He'll pick it up.
And when I do.
And when he does. I'll give him the shock of his life.
The next day, Oscar, dressed as neatly as an undertaker, comes to the apartment with a bouquet of flowers. The place is a mess, and Felix is dressed like a slob.
Oscar?
Felix?
Is that you? Are you sure, Oscar, it's you?
Are you sure, Felix, it's you?
But you're not the you I once knew.
Neither are you. Look, Felix, I brought you some flowers, fresh from the florist. They're artificial, so how could they mort? How can a flower survive in here? Why are you living this way? It smells like there's nothing alive in here. Even a pig wouldn't stay.
Remember what you told me, Oscar?
What did I told you?
A little dirt won't hurt you.
Yeah, but this...
A little spill won't kill you.
Yeah, but this...
A speck of dust.
Yeah, but...
A tiny stain.
Yeah, but...
Why should it drive you so insane, Oscar?
Because I'm neat. Do you know what neat is, Felix? Neat is picking clothes up off the floor.
What are you doing?
Neat is knowing what a mop is for.
I can't believe my eyes.
Neat is putting polish on your boot.
The shine is blinding.
Neat is never sleeping in your suit.
Cleaned and pressed and perfect. Oscar, Oscar, why are you doing this?
For you, Felix.
For me, Oscar. That's nice. Welcome home, Oscar.
It's good to be back.
Things will be different.
We'll both try harder.
No disagreements.
no misunderstandings, 'cause we are friends. We are friends.
Christopher Lee and Bert Eklund star in Anthony Schaffer's internationally award-winning fable of the ancient gods, The Wicker Man, the most controversial film of the decade.
Right then, anybody.
Phallic symbol.
The phallic symbol. That is correct.
Everywhere I go on this island, it seems to me I find degeneracy. There is brawling in bars, there is indecency in public places. And there is corruption of the young, and now I see it all stems from here. It stems from the filth taught here in this very schoolroom.
Paganism, human sacrifice, the Wicker Man.
Oh my God! Christ! Savior!
At the Meadowbrook Cinema.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
We'll be right back. fast with its own dead hands. They are made false to a bomb so they load. Into the field in far away sands. They have a little teenage. They are dormant for the NATO creator. They need to die by the corner. Your show today.
Hey everybody, if you remember you're tuned to WMUC-FM College Park. It's the Irrelevant Show. I'm broadcasting remotely. I had a weird trail that led me to the spot I'm at right now, but I started out at the Pentagon. I was going to go be the DJ for their war party, and then I didn't let me in the door, so I ended up at the local pickleball court that last set list. I just had to set up somewhere and give you a playlist of what I played, and then I played a bunch of music and repacked my stuff and found this nice stream out here somewhere in Virginia by the Pentagon. So I'm playing music for birds and fish swimming by. I saw a turtle. It's much better than a lot of you people on. I like it. It's a nice day out today here in Maryland. But I began that last set with a bunch of cover songs for the first half hour or so. We heard Killdozer gave us Hot and Nasty. That was a 7-inch. Then the Cowslingers gave us Sweet Emotion from their West Virginia Dog Track Boogie release. I snuck the Airport 77 movie trailer in there. And then we heard the Cows with You Are So Beautiful. That was from their AMRAP Peel Sessions. The Dirt Bombs gave us Underdog from the Ultra Glide in Black. Trouble gave us Heart Full of Soul. That was from the Revelations of the Insane Demos and Rarities double LP. James Last gave us The Dock of the Bay from Music from Across the Way. That was the name of that album. And we heard Egypt, a track called Suicide by Thin Lizzy. That was a cover song from the Various Artists Bow to Your Masters Volume 1. Thin Lizzy. I think that was a woodpecker. I love woodpeckers. They're my favorite bird. My favorite bird is the red-bellied woodpecker. Oh, actually, my favorite one's the pileated woodpecker, but they don't come to my feeder. So my favorite one that comes to my bird feeder is a red-belly. And he gets in a fight with the blue jay a lot and usually wins. Anyway, after Egypt, we heard Monarch with Ram It Down from the Various Artists Volume 3 Judas Priest. Then Tony Randall and Jack Klugman gave us the Odd Couple Opera. That was from the Odd Couple Sings LP. 68 Comeback gave us Painter of Sadness. That was off a 7-inch. We heard the Wicker Man movie trailer. Jimmy Dean gave us Big Bad John from a 7-inch. And then we heard Dark Throne, Sadomasochistic Rites from the Goat Lord release. And then we finished that set with Mystifier. Hi Sukamis Niger from the Wicca album. I'm going to find a public service announcement, and then I'm going to, there was a while back I was doing a guilty pleasure. This is, the next track's kind of a guilty pleasure. It's going to, Oaktown's 357, a track called Yeah 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 from the Juicy Gotcha Crazy. I love this track. You would laugh if I like was, we were just talking, hanging out, and I just threw this on as a example.